Murphy Shevad has been a leader in the LGBT and social justice movements for nearly three decades. You founded LPAC, the Lesbian Political Action Committee. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Many people, including me, believe in campaign finance reform and think that the influence of PACs is disproportionate. On the other hand, I personally don't believe in unilateral disarmament, and I want to use all the tools that are available to us as organizers and voters to promote the candidacy of great people who are progressive, who are pro-gay, pro-feminist, and progressive. And LPAC originated from that desire to support progressive candidates who are pro-lesbian and pro-feminist. But we also emerged out of a desire to organize a bit more political power and voice among lesbians. I got tired of going to fundraiser after fundraiser and seeing very few women in the room, and going to political meetings with leaders, you know, at the national level, political leaders, and seeing very few women in the room, and very few trans people in the room, and very few people of color in the room, and I really want to try to change that. And so I started talking to a bunch of other politically active women around the country who've been working in our movement for many, many years in different local organizations and community centers and whatever, and everybody agreed that there was a gap in political activism among LGBT women, so we formed LPAC with a dual goal of supporting great candidates who are progressive across three lenses, pro-social and racial economic justice, pro-LGBT rights, and pro-women's rights, but also in organizing LGBT women to be more involved in the political process, to pay attention, to be engaged in voting, to be part of local committees and campaigns that are speaking to our issues.